Water leaders from the upper basin of the Colorado River are wading into Arizona's internal disputes over Lake Mead. In a letter sent to the Arizona Water Department late last week, Upper Colorado River commissioners took issue with a strategy coming from the Central Arizona Water Conservation District. The CAWCD aims to keep Lake Mead at a so-called sweet spot. Under current agreements, if the lake stays in that range, more water comes down from Lake Powell.
That kind of manipulation is unacceptable to the Upper Basin.
That was Don Osler, executive director of the Upper Colorado River Commission. The CAWCD, in a statement, said it's trying to reach out to Upper Basin partners and resolve misunderstandings. It reminds people of the water it's conserved on behalf of the entire system. The letter, though, echoed an argument long made by Arizona's director of water resources, Tom Bouchotsky.
It raises important questions about actions taken by Central Arizona Water Conservation District that threaten to blow up the collaborative effort that we have been enjoying on the Colorado River for the last 20 years.
Bouchotsky and Governor Ducey are trying to get big-ticket water legislation through the state capitol this year, but time is running out on the legislative session. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The agency that runs the Central Arizona Project is under fire not only from state officials, but also commissioners of the upper basin of the Colorado River. It's a complicated policy dispute, and here to talk about it is KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Hey, Brett.
Good morning.
So you'll explain all of this wonkery?
Well, I'll try.
All right, so let's start with a letter.
Okay. Over the past few days, two letters have criticized the Central Arizona Water Conservation District, which, of course, brings water into Phoenix and Tucson via the Central Arizona Project canal system. And one of the letters was from the commissioners for the Upper Colorado River, and another came from Denver Water, which is that city's utility.
And they both criticized the CAWCD for their, quote, sweet spot policy?
That's right. So CAWCD has talked publicly about not leaving too much water in Lake Mead because then it won't get as much of an infusion from Lake Powell, which is farther up the river. I talked to Don Osler, who's the executive director of the Upper Colorado River Commission, and I said, you know, we've heard about this before.
Although we have heard these things, we certainly had not seen it become what appears such a blatant, actual publicly stated policy of CAWCD.
So he called the policy manipulation of a 2007 agreement between the states and against the spirit of cooperation.
Well, so what does CAWCD have to say about that?
The CAWCD, which again runs the Central Arizona Project, says it wants to clear up misunderstandings about this. They say, you know, we've done a lot of conservation work voluntarily and that when they leave water on Lake Mead, their customers in Central Arizona pay more for water because there's less water being sold.
Now, Brett, these letters are also coming at a time when states are trying to finalize a plan to deal with drought on the Colorado River?
Yes. The letters not only criticize the CAWCD, but they also urge the lower basin states, that's Arizona, California, and Nevada, to finish up this plan. Osler said it's holding back the entire basin.
The drought contingency plan has really been in nearly final form for almost a year. But quite frankly, due to current infighting in Arizona, it is deadlocked.
Now, we've talked a lot on the show before about the infighting in Arizona over water and the fact that officials in other states are now inserting themselves, Brett, that kind of seems a little new.
That's what Tom Bouchotsky says. He's the director of Arizona's Water Resources Department. He's also, in the past, been critical of the sweet spot approach. Bouchotsky says he hasn't seen a letter like this from one basin to another in his 18 years of working on Colorado River policy. Of course, going way back to the formation of the Colorado River Compact, you know, the states have historically argued about the river before they eventually get to compromise.
So what does Bouchotsky say about a possible deal or compromise on water policy before the legislative session ends?
Well, you know, the centerpiece of Governor Ducey's water plan is to give the state more control over certain instances when water is conserved on Lake Mead. That's, of course, a big lift in the legislature. Lawmakers have things of their own that they want, but Bouchotsky says there have been conversations with CAWCD and with lawmakers. Here's a longer clip of our conversation.
How likely do you think it is between 1 and 10 that these things won't get resolved and we'll be talking about this again next session?
I would say there's a great likelihood that we're going to be talking about this, partly because there are many different issues at play. we are running out of time at this legislative session, but I will tell you that we are going to continue to push forward the issues that the governor's office and DWR threw onto the table in the legislative discussion even after this session ends.
Bruschatsky says they'll keep pushing as long as it takes.
All right, that's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.
And Brett's reporting is part of Elemental, covering sustainability, a new multimedia collaboration between public radio and television stations in the West.